With his neatly cut blonde hair, warm smile and enthusiastic handshake, Philipp von der Wippel is mature for his 16 years. From Munich in Germany, Philipp is spending 2 days in the UK's capital.
Yesterday evening, David Morris, the MP, presented our petition to the House of Commons to request their help for the suffering people in Syria.
The signatures on this petition, all 1,000 of them, were collected by Philipp and his friends to ask the UK government to support the people of Syria and help to get Syrian President Assad out of office. David Morris is a Member of Parliament representing the area in the north of England where Philipp spent 3 months on a school exchange earlier this year. Morris presented the petition in the chamber of the House of Commons, and a day later the boys joined him to present a copy of the petition at 10 Downing Street. What's happening in Syria at the moment is a long way away from Haysham High School. His aim was to learn about a new culture and to improve his English. He had no idea that a chance conversation in Starbucks with his new friend Ibrahim, originally from Syria, would lead them straight to the door of the most powerful man in the UK.
I remember this day really well. He just was horrified about the situation and the bombs and his cousins and his family. And then he just told me his flash idea that he would like to do something, whatever it is. I don't want to only watch in the TV, I want to get active. And that was really the birth hour of the project.
Philipp, Ibrahim and 4 other students started the campaign Together We Can for Syria. They shared personal stories, like that of a 13-year-old Syrian boy who was tortured and murdered.
He was one of the first young guys who stood up. And that was also the thing what we told them. It hadn't been the adults who began the uprising. It was a really small group of young people who began the uprising. And that's changing a whole country now. So that's what we wanted to show them. And we showed them that only really small steps can have a great impact.
The boys created a plan of action. They gave presentations at their school and other schools in the area. They organised marches. They spread the word on Facebook and Twitter. And they were amazed at the reaction.
We saw how the young students get motivated from this topic. And they just said, yeah, let's do this. And most of them had tears in their eyes when they saw these movies and these presentations.
What pushed the campaign from a local to a national level was Philip's meeting with the mayor of Lancaster. The mayor in turn introduced Philipp to Member of Parliament David Morris, leading to the memorable journey to Westminster and Number 10.
I always think that if you apply pressure in any way possible, it does have an effect. So that's how world events change. You know, we're a small link in the human chain, and if that chain reaches from one area to another to make a bridge, that's good, isn't it?
After a visit to the German ambassador's residence in the morning, the boys arrive at Downing Street, excited at the thought of meeting Prime Minister David Cameron himself.
Just missed him. I think he's just driving off in the car.
Oh,
no. You kind of go there to hope that he's there, don't you? And that he himself will actually look at it. But, oh well, you never know.
Despite the disappointment of just missing the Prime Minister, they take a few photos and then knock on the door.
Just knock on the door once. That's it, we'll open for you.
A Downing Street official politely greets them and takes their petition with a promise that it will be delivered to the Prime Minister's office. The whole thing only takes about 15 seconds, but Ibrahim is overwhelmed by the experience.
It's amazing seeing what we've accomplished, you know. It just feels unreal.
Ibrahim's family moved from Syria to the UK 15 years ago, but they still have family and friends there. When the violence at home hit the headlines, Ibrahim was determined to make people understand what was really happening.
It's no surprise a lot of teenagers our age wouldn't have known what was going on. It's hard to fully understand what actually is going on. Hopefully by doing this we can let people know, we can educate them on the matter, and hopefully that will influence them to take action, just as we have.
For Ibrahim, his goal is clear.
I promised my whole family over there that I won't stop doing this until Syria is free.
In his reply to their petition and the letters he has received in support of Together We Can for Syria, Prime Minister David Cameron wrote that he shares the students' concerns and that Britain is committed to increasing pressure on Syrian President Assad. Philipp returned to Germany after 3 months at Haysham High, but he remains in daily contact with his friends in the UK, and they spend up to 2 hours on Skype every evening planning the next steps of their campaign. It's given Philip a taste for making things happen.
This visionary thinking that you just sit together and say, let's do this because I'm convinced of something, and then take this further until you're next to the government. I can really imagine to do things like that in the future.
This is Anya Coopers-McKinnon for DW in London.